Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Cash, Mr. Too Grown of a Cat to be fucked by a kitten. Sitting here with my boy Father Time. What's up, Timer?
What up, man?
What's up? We got the lovely Miss Toya with us. She's working switchboard now, trying to get everything right. Y'all know, of course, sit back, relax. We got another bomb-ass show going for y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hit this song off, then we're coming right back to get on and do what we do. Yo, what's going down, people? I say, it's your boy Kaz. Welcome to another edition of Sin City. Father Time, what's good with you, baby?
I can't call it, man. Just feeling like a villain, man.
Everything good with you? We was experiencing a little technical difficulty at first, but Miss Toy got that all done and She got that all together. Miss Toya, how you doing, baby?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm with my sangria. I'm great.
Okay, okay, okay. So, you know what? I guess today, man, you know what? Like I said, on Tuesdays, we air it out, let everybody do whatever it is they're going to do, say what they're going to say, act how they want to act. Timer, you got anything you want to bring to the forefront first?
Like I told you earlier, man, the world coming to an end.
Like I told you, there you go with this shit again.
And I'm just saying, man, read your Bible. It's all in there.
I understand that, man.
We in the last days, dude.
Man, I've been hearing that since I was five, though.
Nah, not like this. Not like this. Think about it. Rumors of wars. Wars, famine, natural disasters. All of that, man. And it's like it's happening once a month now. It used to be years in between.
You got anything in
between?
You say what, dog?
I say all these hurricanes out here, man. I'm telling you, dude. It's time, man. It's time to get saved, dog.
It's time to get saved, yeah.
Time to get saved, man.
Okay, man. I'm not going to knock that. I'm not going to even say that negative towards that. But, I mean, when did this epiphany come about with you, though? I'm just curious.
Hey, man, I'm just paying attention to what's going on, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm watching, I'm seeing, I'm listening, I'm hearing. And it's getting closer, dude. 2012, man.
2000. Oh, you didn't watch that. That's what the fuck you was doing up all last night, watching that damn movie, weren't you?
No, man. I'm telling you, dude, it's coming, man. It's coming. Get ready, man.
Okay, I mean, all right. They said come 1999, 2000, the world's going to blow up. What happened?
No. That was that Y2J, I mean, Y2K thing. That ain't got nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Ain't got nothing to do with it, man. Spend time with your mama, man, while you can, brother.
Wow.
As-salamu alaykum.
Salaam shalom. And a salami sandwich to you, too. Man, okay,
yeah,
anyway. Okay, well, other than the world blowing up, you know what I'm saying, anything else you didn't see today that you just want to air out?
No, not really, man. I'm really focusing on the end of the world, man. That's where I've been at the last couple of days, man.
So you just been sitting in your house?
That's all I've been thinking about.
So that's why you don't have the phone when I call
you. Dude, Jay didn't call me in 2012, dog.
Well, so you ready to get out of Sand City?
Hey, man, I'm just ready to live my life to the fullest, man, because we're in the last days. Straight up.
You want me to bring your Bible?
I got a Bible, bro.
I mean, you sound real shook right now, man. Well, I mean, what's good?
Three Revelations, man.
Okay.
That's what's going on in the world, dude. Facebook, all that, don't mean nothing, man, in 2 years.
Moon, stars, quasar. You motherfuckers sound like Elroy Jackson. Anyway, Miss Toy, what's going on?
I'm scared to say what I wanted to say. You talking about the Bible and stuff. That's
That's Father Time that we had on his biblical kick right about now. He's in another world right now, man. I don't know what them drugs and finally took effect on him. Shit.
Drug man, I don't do no damn drugs, dude. Drugs. Man, I say no to drugs. Yes to alcohol.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I suggest you go get your bottle right now.
Yeah, you go get your bottle, man. Go relax. Calm down.
I'm calm, man. I'm calm.
Okay, brother. Miss Toy, what's going on, baby?
Man,
don't worry about him. Huh?
No, okay. So I'm going to stay me. You know, Tim, I understand what you're going through, how you feeling and everything, but I need to change the subject all the way totally. I done had a real confusing event happen to me this weekend, and I'm so confused as to why men can do stuff and women can't. Prime example, I'm going to give y'all an example. I called this man up and told him I needed some headin' for him to come over, and he got mad at me. Why would he get mad at me when men call women all the time and ask for the same stuff? So why did this man get mad at me because I turned it around on him and told him what I wanted?
I mean, how did you say it?
Just like that. I need some head. If you're not coming, okay, cool. 15 minutes later, my doorbell rang. I mean.
So he did come?
Yeah, he did come, and I got my head. It was nice. Thank you. However, I'm just saying, we had to go through this whole spiel about me being wrong that I asked him, and why? I'm more than sure men do it all the time. I don't understand that at all.
Well, I mean, we're not as blunt as y'all. We don't just, hey, give me, well, it all depends who we talk to. But the average guy is not going to just come to the average girl like, hey, give me some head. I need some head tonight. At least we're going to be kind of cordial about it. Like, hey, you know, whatever happened, whatever pops up. We ain't going to just be like, hey, you want to suck my dick tonight?
Well, why you got to go through all that? That's what you want at the end of the day. Forget the bullshit. That's what I wanted. I'm sorry. I love my sangria. However, just the same, I was drinking on my little drink, and I was like, you know what? I need some head. And nigga got mad. Got offended that I told him that, but then he still came. So,
He wasn't too offended then. I mean, if he came, he wasn't too offended. Well, that's probably why he called. That's why he came over, because he thought he was going to come. So,
yeah.
I mean,
that's kind of bold, though, to just come out and be like,
why is it bold? I am 36. I am a grown-ass woman. I know what I want at the end of the day, to be in the middle of the day. So, what's wrong with that?
You can say it a better way, though. You can ask a better way, like, hey, baby, won't you come on over?
And give me some head. I'm telling you what I want.
You can't wait till you get there to tell him what he wants, what you want?
No, I'm telling him what he's coming over there for. What's the problem?
If you calling it in the middle of the night, he already know what's up. So you don't even got to ask him.
You come when it's dark, you leave when it's dark. I'm cool on that.
But see, when you ask, that's when we get offended.
Why? Where's the offensive part? You ain't never called a woman. Okay, you might have went about your long way. You went all over the town and everything, and I went straight to the point. What's the difference at the end of the day?
You know what? I'm not even tripping on you asking about it. I ain't even tripping on you asking. But, I mean, come on, Knight. Don't be so blunt about it. Be kind of cordial with it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be like, hey. I mean, like I said, if a motherfucker called you, hey, come suck my dick, you be like, nigga, suck. Tell your mama to suck your dick. Click.
Exactly. If we get bull like that, we get cussed out.
No, well, y'all messing with y'all.
The females, they can just say anything. They don't matter. They can say whatever they want to say. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of that, let me ask you a question. How come it's cool for your girl to call you a bitch, but if I call you a bitch, it's a problem? Why is that?
Because that's just how women talk. Don't you? Okay, that's just like, don't you call your man a nigga, please? You know, that's how y'all talk. So y'all use the word nigga, and amongst us females, we use the word bitch.
Well, now, I'm kind of feeling time on that one, because, I mean, I might not be mad at you and be like, oh, crazy-ass bitch. Hey, y'all, oh, motherfucker, don't call me that. But nah,
but
your girl be like, hey, bitch, hey, oh, you go, stinking bitch, yeah, that's my best friend. What kind of like, now we don't call each other bitches and hoes and all that.
How we talk? When y'all get, okay, y'all run around call each other niggas all day, but if a white man call you a nigga, you gonna get mad, right? It depends
you know
on who it's coming from. Now, everybody can't come up to me and be like, what up, bitch? You know what I'm saying? Some bitches going to get the treatment. I know I'm a bitch. I understand that. I'm one with my bitchiness. However, just in the same context. Can't no just no random woman off the street be like, "Hey, bitch, what's up?" Nah.
Okay, okay. I you know what? I can even go with that one. I can go with that one. I can go with that one. But I'm just saying, I mean, I understand. I was curious about that myself. Because I'm like, okay, man, every time you turn around, one of these motherfuckers calling each other bitches. And they be like, okay, yeah, that's my bitch. Huh? That's your bitch. I mean, then y'all, as soon as you say, hey man, bitch, we can say, stop acting like a bitch. Oh, the motherfucker called me a bitch. Who you on the phone with? I'm calling my brother. Now you about to get your brother's ass whooped. Your uncle, your daddy. I mean, shit. God damn. I mean, you got to figure out at some point, you be like, all right, now calm down.
Like I said, it depends on who it is that's calling you a bitch.
Okay. All right. Okay. Duly noted. Duly noted.
I have a male friend that calls me a bitch. And some of the shit that I do say to him, put me in that category. So, okay, I'm like, all right, well, as long as you recognize it, I'm cool. You know, not to fuck with a bitch like me. I'm cool. Nah.
And you let a regular dude call you bitch?
Yeah, we'd be talking, he'd be like, man, you straight up acting like a bitch right now. Okay, well, then that's how you feel. That's your opinion. Maybe to you, I am acting like that bitch you done came across. That's acting the way I'm acting. So I'm going to give you that. But however, I know me. I'm cool with that.
Okay, okay, okay. I can deal with that. I can deal with that. You know what? I ain't even mad at that concept. But check it out. We got, okay. We got the infamous butter on the line. What's up, butter baby? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, it's aired out Tuesday. We hollering about whatever. Whatever you just want to get off your chest, whatever you want to just fucking just be like, you know what? Fuck this shit. This is some bullshit.
Well, right now I'm saying fuck love.
Fuck love?
Fuck love.
Oh, but somebody named Janelle.
I'm just shocked and amazed. Been sitting here trying to hold it down, you know, trying to keep my legs closed for this Negro. And I just got a face full of pictures of him and a female and holding her baby and shit. We got a baby, but you holding her baby, going to the doctor's office. Y'all got pictures of you in the doctor's office with this bitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's fucked up. I mean, is it his baby? Is it his baby mama? Is it his baby?
If it's his baby mama, then that's a new one for me. But it don't even matter. It ain't me.
Oh. But that's the reason why you kept close to him, because you knew something.
I mean, I'm keeping him close, trying to be, you know, patient. Until
that's the dude that's locked up, right?
Right.
Oh, so you didn't keep him close since he been locked up.
So, yeah, basically.
So how long the man been locked down?
About a year.
You ain't had nothing in a year?
I ain't say that. I said basically.
Oh, well, you... Huh?
I'm
confused.
You didn't confuse me now. How you had them closed for a year, or you just...
No, I didn't say I had them closed. I said basically.
But
Big Daddy, don't stop. Oh, Big Daddy, don't stop.
Yeah. Ain't nine then, that's what you need.
Oh, Big Daddy, don't stop.
That's what you need, ain't nine then.
Big Daddy, don't stop.
No, I let him know the truth, and, you know, he told me just as long as they know he's coming home, and I'm like, okay.
Okay.
How did he get in the pictures with the girl and the baby? Them old pictures?
Those pictures, of course, they're before he got locked up, but they were taken after, between the time I was pregnant and the time I had the baby. I don't know exactly when, but, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mother, you hang on, right? You hang on real quick.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? We got Felicia on the line. Felicia, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? I see you logged in on us. What's good with you?
Nothing. I'm just sitting out here listening.
No, I'm just sitting here listening. Okay, I mean, yeah, my girl Butter, she say that she been trying. She ain't totally succeeded in it, but she's been trying. She's been trying to hold it down while dude been locked up. But then she get a bunch of pictures dude holding a baby and whatnot. So, I mean, what you think she should do?
Well, I'm in a similar situation. Because my husband been locked up for 4 years now. And Miss Butter, I ain't waiting.
Okay.
I ain't waiting on him.
You been celebrating.
I ain't waiting on him. No, I'm not waiting on him because this is the fourth time you've been locked up.
Oh, hold on. This is your husband?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all actually said I do.
Yeah.
And he couldn't stop getting locked up, so what's she supposed to do?
No, I married you. This is the first time you've been locked up since we've been married, but this is the fourth time since we've been together that he's been locked up, so I'm not waiting this time.
But
basically, we was pretty much through before he went in there.
Then why do you still want to come as your husband?
He still is my husband. We still married. We ain't got no divorce.
Wow, man. See, that says a lot. Wow.
Well, now, hold on, man. I gotta come to Felicia's defense on this. I mean, do anybody got their computer up or anything? Because we're getting a lot of feedback. If you got your computer up, can you kind of turn it down a little bit, please? Thank you. Now, I gotta come to Felicia's aid. I gotta come to her aid on this one. Mm. Her guy been locked up for 4 years. 4 years. That's a long time to be celibate. I mean, and you didn't put him in jail, did you?
No.
Man, so whatever he did on his own to go to jail, right?
Right.
Hey, man. Hey, I can't knock her up.
No, I was there the first, second, and third time. And like I said, before he went in there, I had already left him. So, therefore, now he's expected me to be there, but I don't feel like I need to be there because he wasn't there when he was supposed to be there, and we wasn't together when he went in there.
I can't knock her off for that one, dog. I can't knock it. I cannot
and
knock
I
her off.
And I have asked for a divorce, and he won't give me one.
Well, shit. I'm sure you can get one for irreconcilable differences right about now.
I ain't paying for it.
How long you got?
Probably about another 4.5.
Another 4.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, come on, dog. You asked this.
Mine, he got 90 days. 90 more days left. 90 days left. But
it don't matter, Miss Butter. He ain't going to be right for you. You're going to find you somebody else that's going
to
treat
you
right.
That's what I'm trying to say. Everybody telling me to wait because, you know, he's... You know, you rather look for love than to look for a man that can do for you this way and that way. And if he love you and he treats you good, be patient and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I can't take too many lies. I can't take too many games. I can't take too much of bullshit.
Well,
if I'm not giving you bullshit, I don't expect for you to give it to me. And, you know, before I had to scratch his face up once, I'm not an abusive person. I don't like being in violent situations. But you gave me, and this is what's trifling, and this is why I know I shouldn't be with him, because I can't get over this whole situation. He gave me a baby fat blanket, you know, for the baby when I first had her. And, you know, it was a whole little thing he had gave me for her. And, like, after I had the baby, months after she done wore it and been wearing it for a while, a bitch calls my house and tell me she wants her pink blanket back.
Oh, damn. He gave you another bitch blanket?
This bitch gave him a blanket for his daughter, and he said she was doing it as a friend, and he took it. He didn't think it was going to get that deep. Are you fucking serious?
No. I'm done. No shit like that.
I'm done. I cut him off then. I told him it was over. And before, and like right before he went to jail, I had a dream. I had a bad dream. And I'm like, I don't know if this means that you should come home or what. And he said he wanted to come home. And 4 o'clock in the morning, I get a collect call to he in jail.
Okay. Toy.
Yeah.
Toy.
I'm here.
I don't even know what to tell her. I mean, what would you tell her?
Listen, girl, you got to live your life, honey. If he living here, if he telling you to go and live yours, he giving you permission right there.
I'm like 90% sure that when he, cause you know he got that, he on that JPay thing where I can email him and everything. So, all of the pictures that I received, I emailed them to him to let him know you can't tell me that this wasn't going on because I have the pictures right here. And
okay.
I haven't had a response back from him yet.
Well, maybe on lockdown.
Yeah, he might be.
And in 90 days when he get out, is he coming home to you and the baby? Or is he going home to the other girl?
Then he said he was coming home to me. He done proposed to me and everything. Stop.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Can I just say one thing? I gotta say this. And I mean, motherfuckers that's in jail will propose to anybody.
I mean, this was before. This was before the baby, but this was before everything.
So, you got a ring?
No.
He just said, I want to marry you.
Yes, I was supposed to receive a ring, but I told him I didn't want it.
One more question. Was it before or after the head? Which one was it?
Before or after the head?
Yeah.
Actually, like, the first, I mean, honestly, this is like the first relationship where I got him without the head. I got him without the head. He's not even that type of a head person. It's the surprising.
Is he a man?
Yes, he's a man. He's a man. He's a man. He said that his father taught him that, a woman on her knees is degrading. So, you know, I'm like, thank you.
Is daddy a Mormon?
I don't know what he was, but thank you.
I'm just letting you know for the record, us here at Sin City, we truly believe that you're still a lady if you get here.
I know I'm a lady. I'm a fucking lady.
We do not believe in discriminating. Ain't that right, Tom?
I know my head is awesome. I know my head is awesome. It's A1, but, you know, I don't have to show him that, so I'm...
Let me ask you a question. How do you know it's good?
How do I know it's good?
Yeah, how do you know?
Oh, my goodness. How do I explain that one? I know.
Well, tell him you can show him better than you can tell him.
I mean, honestly, but I know it's good because from the first time to the last time, I've never had a complaint, never. I've always had, you know. Never had a complaint.
I like a winner to me. Felicia, where you at, baby?
I'm here. I'm trying to figure this chat room out.
Oh, you ready to chat, too?
It won't let me in.
You say what now?
It won't let me in. It won't let me type anything.
To the bottom.
I mean, we doing pretty good. We doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but not butter. I gotta ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you gonna do?
I mean, honestly, as long as I've been waiting to get it in when he get home, I think I'ma still go ahead and get it in when he get home. But I'm done.
You done with him?
I'm going to let him, because first of all, how should I, my baby daddy's young. So I don't have time for, I'm already having to start over and raise a baby. I don't need to raise her and her father. So.
Oh,
really? I remember someone real close to me told me a long time ago that I probably wasn't going to get married until I found somebody that I can control, and he was basically the closest I probably would have got to it, but, you know.
How old is he?
He's high.
How old is he? How old is he?
He's young.
Okay. 16, 17, 18.
Oh, no,
what?
He's legal. He's legal. He's just he was barely legal when I met him. He lied to me about his age.
Okay, well, you know, as a young man, we all do that, try to build ourselves up. If we 16, we say we 18. We 18, we say we 21.
Yeah,
he
went a few years above and beyond what he really was, and, you know, 2 months had went by, and we was, you know, getting it in real good, so I really wasn't paying attention to the age, because he was doing it like a grown man. But one day I just told him, I can't go no further until I see your ID, your license, your something. And
what do you need to see that for?
To prove his age.
Would it have mattered?
Yeah, it did matter because really from before I got pregnant, I told him once I wasn't going to stop dating other men because he was too young for what I desired in my life. I wanted to get married one day. I wanted to, you know, be all of that, and he's young. So if I end up in a serious relationship, then whatever we have will be no longer. But I ended up pregnant.
Just because you get somebody pregnant don't mean you got to be with them.
That's
right.
That's true. And
that's
my
right.
thing was, it was just, yes, I'm going to be around because that's my baby's father. But I really, his desire to be with me was so strong that I was willing to give it a chance, willing to see where it would go.
So now, let me ask you. Now, you made reference to this. You made reference to this thing that you said that somebody once told you that you're not gonna find nobody unless you can control them.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you could control this guy because he was so young?
I feel like I didn't have those same problems that I had with men that I used to date. I used to date men that were older than me. And I didn't,
so in other words, you felt like you controlled this guy because he was so young.
I mean, I can't say that I controlled him because, I mean, if I can control
but
him.
But you tried.
Oh, I had my way at times, yeah.
But then now did you see that he kind of moved around a little bit? You see that you really didn't.
I realized that he wasn't hypnotized by the pussy. I know he wasn't hypnotized by it, you know.
Okay, now that brings me to another question. Now, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
You said he wasn't hypnotized by the pussy. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Other than, and I'm just asking. Other than the pussy, what else was you offering?
I was offering everything except for my finances.
Okay. I mean, I'm saying because some people have this thing like, I mean, keep it real, a lot of women feel like as long as I'm fucking you, you're supposed to give me this, you're supposed to give me that.
I made him feel like a man regardless of what situation was really going on, but I never came out of my pocket to take care of him or no other man because I have children. I can't do it.
Why though? What's wrong with that?
Because a man don't work, he don't eat. Do you understand?
Okay, but was that man? I'm pretty sure he was helping you out, right?
I didn't ask for none of his money, never once.
I'm not saying that you asked. I'm just saying I'm pretty sure he was helping you out financially every once in a while.
Yes, of course.
Whether you asked him or not.
Yes.
But now you can't, but you can't give him that same respect.
I can't give him that same respect because if you can't get out there and find it on your own, then it ain't. I can't come out of money that I have to take care of my kids with. I have to pay my bills with to put in your pocket. You should have your own financial stability.
You should have your own. Now come on,
and
now.
And I got my own, and that's why I never needed none of his.
Now, come on now. Hold on.
That's not what you got it confused. I'm saying, if this man helped you out when you need help financially, right? You said he has helped you out in the past, correct?
I can say that he's given me money just came and gave me money, but I've never been sitting at the table crying because I didn't know how I was gonna take care of my bills, and then he had to come up with a way to give me no money. No, because my bills aren't.
We ain't talking about bills. I'm just talking about the man that helped you financially in the past. But you saying that you ain't coming out your pocket to help him.
No, I can help him. I can help him physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally.
If y'all in a relationship, y'all go together, or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you want to call it, that's all
about
helping.
If that's not my husband, I cannot come out of my pocket to do anything. I can buy you. I can say that. Okay, I have treated a guy to dinner. I can say that I have, you know, paid for movie tickets and stuff like that. But they were doing the same for me. I just have a problem when I have been a single mother for the last 15 years, coming out of my pocket to give a man anything.
Okay, let me let you in on a secret. You said you want to be married one day, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you ain't gonna help that man while y'all out, before y'all married, while y'all just going together, why would he marry you? You're not gonna help him financially until you're married? He needs help before then.
If he needs help before then I can help him find a job. I can help him with his resume. I can iron his clothes before he goes to work. I can do his laundry. I can cook his dinner to make sure that he is fed. I can do all of that. But I am not coming out of my pocket. Now, I can say this, too. If he does have a job and he's out of gas and to get to that job, then I'm either going to give you gas money or help you get there any way I can. But I'm not coming out of my pocket to dress you. No, I'm not. I'm not coming out of my pocket to put no shoes on your feet. No, I'm not. I'm not coming out of my pocket. I can feed you.
I ain't talking about, I'm not talking about materialistic stuff. Okay? Okay, I'll give you a prime example. Let's suppose it's Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
He don't get paid till Tuesday. You got paid on Friday. He needs to buy his mom something.
That's not really helping him because I know I'm going to get my money back, yeah.
You're going to get your money back.
Yeah.
So whatever you give him.
Well, I'm going to give you that money back. We together.
Exactly. It's a relationship.
No, that's not my mama.
That ain't your mom. No, you got to go.
It's a relationship. You're supposed to help each other. Relationships, you're supposed
yes,
to help
I'm
each
gonna
other.
Help
that's
him.
The
he
whole
needs the money
no.
to pay for his toy or his gift or whatever. I'm gonna give him that money.
And you want
and
it back?
I'm pretty sure that he knows that he's gonna have to give it back.
Oh no, you gotta go.
I don't work a 9-to-5 like you. Sorry.
I'm sorry too. You gotta go.
All right. Bye.
I don't mean you got to leave the show, but I'm just saying if we're in a relationship, you have to go.
I mean, hey, that's why I guess I ain't going to be able to be in one.
I mean, come on, man. That's wow. I mean, if your man's sitting there.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. You're not gonna get married with that attitude.
I mean, I have sat around men. No, Nyla. I have sat around men who have laughed and talked about how they keeping their money in their pocket and a girl getting paid and doing this and doing it. I've had a man who used to take money out of his girl's pocket to pay my bills. Okay.
Yeah,
to take me out.
Is.
That's you ain't gonna get me. You ain't gonna have a chance to do me.
So in other words, you think every man is like that one guy?
I said I didn't just say one.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you ain't willing to help a brother out.
Hold on.
I'm not willing to help a brother out because I am more than willing.
Hold on. Now, we got some females on the line, too. I'm experiencing a little technical difficulty, so, Tommy, you're going to have to help me out with this. Now, we still got Felicia on the line.
I'm here.
Okay, now, Toy, I'm going to start with you, Felicia. You heard her, you've been listening, right?
I've been listening.
Okay, do you agree with what Butter's saying? Because, I mean, of course, me and Tama, we got a whole different outlook on this. I want to give a woman her point of view, too. I want to get a woman's point of view, too.
No, I don't agree with it. I don't. I feel like if you with somebody and they need help, you're supposed to help them. Go on in the house. I'm on the phone.
Okay, okay. Ms. Toya, what about
you? No, I believe
it. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I thought you was through.
No, I believe in helping them out if they need help, because in my personal situation, my husband didn't always have money. I loved him when he didn't have nothing. And then it came a time when, you know, I was the breadwinner in the beginning. But then it came a time when I wasn't the breadwinner and I was well taken care of. So, I mean, it ain't always about what they can do for you. You got to sometimes be willing, if you love that person, be willing to do for them as well.
I'm not expecting him to come out of his pocket for me.
I expect that if they got it. Because if I got it, they got it. So if they got it, I expect to have it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen. Hey, we got somebody new to the show, y'all. We got Sean. Sean, you out there?
Uh-huh, I'm here.
Sean? Okay, what's up, Sean?
Hey. I wanted
go ahead.
I wanted to get in on that topic about the finance. But, okay, my opinion is it's always better. You don't have to necessarily need a man, you know what I mean? But it's good if you got one, you know what I mean, to be supportive of each other. Like, you know what I'm saying, the other girl said, if he needs something, you should be able to give it to him, and vice versa. If you need something, he should be able to give it to you, whether it's financially, mentally, physically, or whatever. That's called putting in 100%.
Amen. Amen. Well said. Brother, did you hear that?
No, I ain't hear it.
You heard it.
Do you want to repeat it?
No, I honestly didn't hear it. My daughter just threw me off. I was listening to the first part, but I didn't hear the ending.
You said you're supposed to be there financially, mixed in every way.
Oh, my God.
In a relationship.
Oh, my God.
That's what happens in a relationship. You depend on each other.
Right.
That's what makes the relationship stronger.
And that's what I'm going to have his back. I'm going to have his back.
Yeah, no, you ain't. You already said it. Motherfucker needs some money, he's shit out of luck.
If he needs his money, I'll get down and grind with him to help him get it, but I'm not coming out my pocket because my pocket is every money, every bill, every dollar bill in my pocket is already on reserve for something. So if he needs that money, then I can help him find a way to get it.
It's a relationship, though. It's like a help each other. Like, you know.
Mm-mm. Right. You're supposed to help each other.
Right.
I mean,
just
why
you
would
need
I want
it,
to date a woman?
He's supposed to help you. Now, if you had a dude that wasn't doing anything, you know, I'd be able to feel you on that. If he wasn't doing nothing and he expect you to come out of pocket all the time, then I'd be like, no, hell no. Make that nigga go get his own shit. But if you got somebody that's helping you out, then you should be helping him every time. You know, it should be like a 50-50.
Exactly. What if I might be $50 short on getting the car fixed? can't depend on you.
Right. $50 on getting the car fixed, and that car is going, is taking me somewhere, that car is doing for me, then I got it.
But you just said at first that you ain't gonna give up no money.
I'm not giving up no money. I'm not giving up nothing. That is a, that's something to help me and my kids get weather back and forth. That's a totally different situation. But if I got a house over here, if I got a house over here and you got a house over there and your light and gas got about to get cut off and I, all I got is $50 over here to take care of me and mine.
I'm coming to move with you then, damn it.
Hey, and I have no problem with that.
Shit, ain't no way in hell I'm moving with you.
Oh,
I ain't saying no business either. I'm just going to be living there.
Fuck it, I'd rather stay with no light and no gas than have to live with some shit like that.
Oh, well, I guess I'll be single for the rest of my life.
I'm pretty sure the guy that told you that was probably a real wise man, and he probably really liked you, and he probably was trying to give you a hint to tell you to calm down with your ways.
If he really liked me, he'd still be with me, I believe.
Shit, not if you got that attitude, he won't.
But he,
I mean, I'll put it to you like this. No guy in his, no older guys.
No guy in his right mind. Older, younger.
Nah, you might get them young boys like that, but you ain't gonna get no experienced brother. Not like that.
Okay.
You can't help me when I need a little help? Are you supposed to be my woman? You supposed to be together? As one? Us against the world?
If we that serious, then why I ain't got a ring on my finger?
Because your ass is too goddamn bitter. You want the ring, you want the cake, yeah, you want to eat it too, anime?
Mm-hmm. Turn that light out. Turn it out right now. No.
Come on, baby, you gotta bend just like you want me to.
I'm double jointed.
No.
That's tomorrow's topic.
Mm.
Well, it's called compromising. If I can't depend on you to help me, I don't need you. You know what I'm saying? Because if you call me saying, "Well, look here, baby, I'm short on this, I'm short. If I got it, I'm gonna give it to you." But I can't get that same respect. That's wrong. That's you using me. I'm being you.
I guess I don't know what to say about it then, you know. I really don't know what to say because I guess I'm guarded that way.
Well, you know what? If you don't open up your heart, you're gonna die alone, baby.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. What if you had a guy, okay, and you really grew to like him, and y'all were talking about something like getting a house built together? Who gonna pay for that house? You by yourself, or him by himself, or y'all gonna do it together?
If we sat down together and made that compromise of living together and buying something together, then I have to see. The flow ground. I have to see the everything to come together before I can. I have to know.
Oh no, you won't get shit out of me. You can't get shit out of me. You're wrong for that.
I would like to sit down and I would like to have everything written down. I need to know paper physically.
Written down? Why ain't writing shit down for you? Are you crazy? Write something down.
Yeah, me and this man are supposedly on the same level. Then we need to sit down and write down everything that needs to be financially taken care of and see what you got and see what I got and see what we need to do to make it safe.
No, we need to take care of all these motherfucking bills. That's what we need to do.
Oh, no, because, you know, sometimes people can get ahead of, you know, their heart go before they mind, and then they make mistakes, and then being a whole messed up, your finances all fucked up, your credit's all fucked up, and you ain't with that person no more.
Man, I don't even know what the hell you just said.
I'm sorry.
Come on now, brother. Now I took you as being a more understanding, more liberal type woman. But come on now, you you're going back to, you want your cake and eat it too. You want to be able to do what you want to do, and you want this motherfucker to take care of you.
I don't want him to take care of me financially. I don't.
Well, I mean, that's all a part of being a couple. I mean, he's supposed to take care of you. You're supposed to take care of him. If he down and out, you're supposed to have his back. If you down and out, he's supposed to have yours. Not no, well, I got to see what's in my pocket. Shit, what's in your pocket is mine, just like what's in my pocket is yours.
Well, I guess.
Preach on, brother. Preach on.
Motherfuckers, I know wanted, you know, what's in my pocket, you'll get it if I get what I want.
You ain't been with the right ones, baby. That's what it is.
So you think I was supposed to give you my credit card and let you go max it out, but then you keep your credit card in your pocket because you're talking about I got bills to pay?
Not on that, and that's the thing. I don't expect to take your credit card and do nothing because I'm going to take my credit card and bad myself.
So, like, I mean, okay, wait. What kind of man are you looking for? You want a motherfucker to stay at his house, do what he do, you stay at your house and do what y'all want to do, and y'all just fuck, right?
No, that's what I've been kind of sort of been in a situation, but what I
don't you realize that that situation ain't working for you?
What I want and what I have are two different things.
Okay, well, brother, I'm gonna ask you, brother. I want everybody to be quiet, and I'm gonna ask you, brother, what is it that you want?
I want to be happy. I want to be able
want to be happy, but come on, be more specific than that.
I'm telling you, I want to be able to have no fears of sharing anything. I want to be able to, because I know sexually I'm there would be no problems, but I want to be emotionally. I don't want to be able to have a fear of anything in the relationship.
Okay, well, let me tell you where you messed up at. You listening to me, brother?
I'm listening.
Okay, let me tell you something. Now, when we young, well, I mean, us as men, I'm not going to say, but the average man, when they young, yeah, sex plays an intricate part of their life. They really want sex, and they do whatever they can do to get it. But baby, once you done got of age and you, sex just ain't that appealing to you. Don't get me wrong, it's still the best thing in the world, best thing God made. But I'm not finna sit there. I mean, if I got bills and you got bills, I got kids, you got kids. Your pussy ain't no more important than my dick. So you talking about? I'm not saying you. I'm just saying. You got women in your situation that says, well, I'm fucking him. I'm fucking you, and that should be enough. No, your pussy don't mean that much to me, ma. I'm sorry. Now, what I can go do is go get one of these motherfucking knucklehead young. Well, nah, I'm not going to even say that. I'm just going to say a knucklehead, period. Jordans and shit.
Hold on. Somebody got their computer up real, real loud because I'm getting a bad echo. So if you got your computer up, you got your computer speakers, please turn them down. Thank you.
Okay, how we sounding now?
Oh, much better, much better.
Okay, everybody good now. Now, I'm just saying, like, you can't really just go by. I'm not saying you are, but not. If you are, please tell me. I mean, do you feel like, okay, you fucking this dude? That's enough. I mean, is that your type of outlook on it?
No.
I mean, you know you got to bring more to the table than just sex, right?
And I bring it. I told you that. I bring everything but finances.
But you got to bring that too.
I don't.
You can't half-ass it. You cannot half-ass it. You're not going to sit here and tell me, because in other words, I mean, I'm just telling you from a male's point of view, Ma. Hey, all this sounds like is you bringing pussy to the table.
My feelings are hurt.
I can iron my own clothes. I can iron my own clothes. I can wash my own clothes. Hell, I could drive my own car. I could put gas in my own car. I mean, but if you talking about, well, I'm just feel like I'm fucking you. That's enough. Hell, I can go to Felicia and get that.
I never once said that though.
But I mean, that's the persona you're bringing. I mean, now if I'm wrong, if anybody on the phone think I'm wrong about the persona that she's bringing, please tell me.
I agree with you, man. I'm 41 years old, and just because you got some good ass pussy, that ain't enough for me. I need some emotional shit. I need some kind of attachment.
And that's I'm a Pisces. I'm bringing all of that.
Yeah, but I still need help with my light bill every once in a while too. Just like you're gonna need help with yours down the road sooner or later. You're gonna need some help with a bill too. And if I'm
you
your man, I'm gonna be the first motherfucker you call because I'm your man.
The fact is, I might not never need it, but it's just a joy to know that if I did need it, you was right there. But if you constantly telling me off a burrow, you know, if you got a bill, I ain't gonna pay it. Yeah, all right. Well, I already know. You already know. I'm not giving you a damn thing.
You know what kind of relationship that's gonna be? That's the kind of relationship y'all gonna have. It's all about fucking. That's it. You ain't gonna get nothing out of that. There ain't gonna be no emotional attachments, nothing. No feelings, nothing. It's just pussy. Just pussy and dick. Just fuck, fuck, fuck. That's all we do. Because you can't depend on me and I can't depend on you. So shit, why even go fuck?
Okay.
Why even bother to try to build something?
Now, Thomas.
I just call you when I want some pussy.
Now, Thomas. Hold on, Thomas. I'm going through a little like technical difficulties over there, but
okay.
I want some of the ladies to get in on this too. So, I mean,
all right,
we got
Felicia and we got Sean. Felicia, Sean, either one.
Uh-huh.
That's Sean. I think I know Sean, but that's another story.
No, you don't. Why you keep saying that? You don't know me.
No, I'm just messing with you. So what's up? What you got? What you got to say about this? You sat back. You heard everything. Whichever part you want to comment on.
I commented on the part I had to comment on the 50-50.
So you think everything should be split down the middle?
I just think like if you're in a relationship and you can't even and you can't go 50-50 even with the finances, that relationship is doomed.
I agree with you. Felicia?
I don't necessarily think it's got to be 50-50. I think if you got it, then they should have it. Either way, it doesn't matter. I mean, if I got it, he got it. If he got it, I got it. It don't have to be 50-50. Not
right,
to me.
But get married then. Get married then. Then y'all
say y'all married. I am married.
I'm
and,
not talking about
and when
you,
he
I'm
didn't
saying,
have nothing.
When a woman is giving her all like that, and you constantly give me your all, and then you end up not with that man. Come on now.
I mean, I'm there, and I don't regret doing it. Not one day of it, because I love him.
I mean, everybody gamble on love. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody on this phone that gambled on love once, twice, maybe three times.
Mm-mm, I ain't never done it.
You ain't nobody. Hey, you, so, wait a minute, who said I've never done it?
I haven't. It's sure.
You ain't never gambled on love.
Never.
So what you're telling me is every man that you done met, you done been in love with, and he done been in love with you, and everything just been, y'all just been happily ever after.
Oh, no.
So, so evidently you took a gamble somewhere down the line, right?
Right, okay. I
guess. Sean, you okay?
I'm not really.
Huh?
I got Sean, I got a scoop, and she like, who you know me
but
from?
I'm still on the show.
Okay, because I know marijuana do fuck with your brain. I do know this. I know this firsthand.
Ain't no damn marijuana.
Pills ain't good neither now, Sean. Pills
no,
are not good neither.
It was a misunderstanding.
Just for the people that's listening, if you want to get on this conversation, you got to push 1 to let me know you want to get on the conversation. Okay, let's keep it moving. Keep it moving, people. Keep it moving.
Okay, now. On a lighter note. Now we still trying to do our thing. We still trying to work the bugs and the kinks out. But Sin City, we do plan on getting our dating game going on. Now, in order for us to get it on, we need y'all to sign up. Sin City 69.
Well, it don't look like somebody gonna want to date me now. Yeah. Now that you know how I feel about things.
You know what, brother? Now I'm gonna put it out there right now. I want you to be our first contestant. You willing to be our first contestant?
I don't know if it's gonna work out for me.
It might be. You might find some sucker ass. I mean, some nice guy that's gonna come through
saying?
That.
See what I'm saying? That's cool.
Okay, no, seriously. But now what we need y'all to do? We need some pictures put up there. You know what I'm saying? We need a little bio. We need the whole nine. I mean, don't nobody want to date a purple background with yellow letters. I mean, people want to see what they're working with. So now I'm asking y'all, come holler at your boy. Put that page up. Put them pictures up. Let the fellas see what you're working with. I know we got sexy ladies out there. Am I right? I mean, Felicia, I know you got yours, Lord knows. I know you got yours, you and your toys and everything. But
what
we need
error.
Felicia has some competition, though. Felicia, you know you got competition now, right?
Toy can't be in it because she's the co-host. So how can she be in the contest?
Okay. But now that's true.
Wait,
that's
wait,
true.
Wait, what's going on, Robin?
They said it'd be unfair for you to win because you're the co-host, so that would be unfair.
And I couldn't pull out my arsenal. I see she put that was her arsenal. I accidentally put it in the box and I shipped it off.
Ah, oh, see, that's not even right. I'm still a woman at the end of the day, yo.
Well, I thought they said it'd be biased if we let you win.
I was trying to get all the kinks out and everything there. If I win, what? I got my arsenal. Come on. Okay. All right.
And for y'all that don't know, Toy has a box of Crunchy Munch in here that is just exquisite.
Get out of my room.
I'm loving these Crunchy Munch right now. Well, Oh, my God.
That's not right.
I'm sorry, y'all. I got a little sidetracked for a second.
Mm.
But now, okay, now, butter, we're going to make you our first contestant.
Yeah, okay.
Seriously. What do you think, Tama? Think Butter got it in it to be our first contestant?
Yeah. I said go for it.
Okay.
We're gonna get you two dudes. Write down your questions that you want to ask them. This is just like the dating game. Write down the questions and you go with the best answer.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
I think about it going without
that
some
more. That's what I can't play the dating game?
Yes, Toy, you can play the dating game.
Oh, okay. Get out my question marks.
Okay. Now look here. Okay, now we okay. But I know it's another side to you. I'm pretty sure it's another side to you, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I mean, you're not as bad as you make yourself out to sound. I think you're just kind of upset and bitter with your guy and all that. So I mean, but you know what? Check this out. You on Sin City, and I must thank you because you're an avid listener. You always here.
Okay,
you always got your input going, and I love you for it. So, I mean, you know what? When you hear, all I'm asking you to do is just loosen up and let that other side go.
Okay, my question is, I have a question. Never mind.
Go ahead. There's no dumb question except the ones that's not asked. That's what my teachers tell me all the time.
Okay, so if I have been in relationships, and every time I'm in a relationship, a man is proposing to me, telling me I'm good wife material and all of that. What's the problem for real? It's me.
Let's see.
I won't say it's you, but I think you need to change your attitude. I think you need to change the way you look at things. As far as relationships,
I mean, it's probably all love and joy at first, but then when he hear that side of you, and when he hear that, you know, hey, I ain't giving up a dollar, and all this and that. And that's probably when it's like, okay, you done went from that wife to that bus down.
I'll tell you like this. You wifey material, if I can borrow $20, then I'm dope. I ain't going to marry no woman. I can't even get $20 from my wife. What the hell?
If I'm your wife and I have it and you have it, that's a different situation to me.
My soon-to-be wife. If we've been in a relationship for a year and I'm short on something and you ain't going to help me, why would I stay in that relationship?
Okay, it's a totally different thing. I must say that then. I guess you have to be in a relationship for a certain amount of time before I can come out of my pocket then. Should I have said that then?
Yeah, that sounds a whole lot better than you just saying we could be in a relationship and then motherfucker say, hey, I need $20. No, I can't give it to you. Now,
right.
I told you now, because I'm going to tell you just like I told the one lady, was it last week when she was talking about going on the trip and she wasn't finna give up none and all that? I'll steal your purse.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to get that money.
I remember her.
I'm going to steal your purse. No, I'm just playing. I'm not going to steal your purse.
Nah, you just open your heart
up
a little bit more. Just open your heart up. You know what I'm saying? You got to let some money in sooner or later. Or you're going to be bitter and alone for the rest of your life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just
think
about it like, hold on. Let me finish my thought, please.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Just think about it like this. After 2012, it don't matter anyway.
Oh, hell no. Like we were saying. Moving on to the next topic. Man, don't you start that 2012 shit.
I just had to make sure about paying attention, that's all.
Anyway.
Go ahead. Moving along.
I got a question. All right,
about 2012?
No, it's not about 2012, motherfucker. Now, I got a question. Now, okay. I've been sitting around, I be scoping things, I be trying to, you know me, I'm peeping out of everything. And I seen something. And, I mean, I was looking at this one cat. Yeah, I seen this cat. I met this cat today, and he... You know, young cat, but he seemed like he had his head on kind of right. But now, here's the thing. He's still stuck. He's like in the middle of being, like, okay, I'm ready to be a grown man, but I still want to have that young man mentality. I mean, what do you women say to a man like that? That, I mean, he got a good head on his shoulders, but he just won't pull his pants on his ass.
That's my baby daddy right there.
I mean, what do y'all say to him?
I couldn't say nothing because every time I said something, he thought I was trying to be his mother. So you have to let him bump his head and do it, and become a man on his own.
Okay, what about you, Sean?
Okay, good head on his shoulder, but he still got the young boy mentality.
Good head on his shoulder, but won't pull his pants on his ass.
Wow. I don't know. If he got a good head on his shoulder, I don't know.
I know what head you thinking about.
You know what? I'm not.
Oh, I thought I pressed mute. Did you hear that? I'm sorry. I thought I pressed the mute button. I am so sorry. I didn't
you
know
you
heard that.
Okay, I'm sorry. The pants down his ass type young boy wannabe thing. I don't know. That'll probably push me away. Like, I'd be like, okay, you know what? Yeah, it's a turnoff. That's exactly what it is. Because you fucking
okay.
yourself up.
What about you, Felicia? When do you leave thug life alone?
I ain't finna deal with all that because my son is doing that kind of stuff, and I ain't getting ready to deal with nobody like that.
Okay. Well, I got another question for you.
Wait a minute. You forgot about Miss Toy.
Oh, Miss Toy, she don't care. She take him 8 to 80, dumb, crippling, crazy.
Nigga, what? you forgot I was back out. I know you did. I didn't ate up all my customers. My boys are doing that, so I'm not finna be trying to date nobody or nothing that's doing the same thing my kids doing. I had men that I had actually told, look, you walk around with these braids and stuff, and if you to be with me, you gotta cut them mess off your head. That's not what they do for me. That's just me. And they cut their hair, so I mean, they cut their hair and pull up their pants. So I mean, it's a time and place for all of that, but. I don't know. I'm not going to deal with that. I'm not going to deal with somebody that's doing the same stuff my kid's doing now.
True. Okay, Ms. Toy, let me ask you. Okay, now, I said that. Now, in regards to the woman aspect, I mean, at what point do you feel like, okay, you women need to stop doing, and I'm going to let you fill in the blanks. I mean, you grown. Quit doing.
Talking shit.
Okay. I didn't say you. I said Miss Toy.
My bad. Nagging
Quit arguing about stuff. When you grown, you ain't going to argue about it. I'm going to say what I want to say in a nice, calm manner. And if you don't like how I feel, that's your choice. But I done got it up off my chest. Ain't nothing else to talk about. We ain't going to go in circles and circles and circles about the same shit.
Okay. What about you, Felicia? Well, I mean... And now you looking at it, you say, okay, you saying you're a woman, but you need to stop filling the blanks.
I don't know what to say about that one.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you done seen a woman in the club where you done looked at it and like, you know what? Yeah, you keep hollering you're a woman, but you really need to stop.
Starting shit.
Okay, there you go. Okay, because, yeah,
that's
you
my
got the... You do got motherfuckers in there that want to start shit in the club and all this and that and that and this. What about you, Sean?
Okay. You women need to stop fucking all these niggas and then going on Maury Povich trying to find out who your baby daddy is.
Well, I can't even deny that one. I can't deny that one.
Right.
But now, I'm gonna say this. Okay. I need you women. I mean, I need you women to act your age. If you 25, be 25. But if you 42, be 42. Come on, I don't need you out here sitting there talking this old crazy shit like you finna get into a gang fighting you 42 years old.
Right.
I mean, come on. I think it's time for all us women to act. I mean, damn, I said us women. God damn. this sangria. It's time for the women to start acting their age. I mean, you got women out here. I mean, don't get me wrong. You got some women out here that, you know, they bodies and shit got them by. They bodies got them by for a long ass time. But now look at yourself. You don't have that body you had when you was 18. You didn't have 4 or 5 kids. Your body don't look shit like it used to. Why the fuck you got that tight ass? I mean, I don't want to call them. What are those tight ass shirts y'all wear? Well, that women wear, I ain't going to say y'all. But if you can wear them, then no problem. But them tight ass shirts and the pants, don't get me wrong. Those low rider jeans? I love to see a nice pair of low rider jeans with the thong sticking out. I'm not above that. But when your stomach's sticking out more than your ass, then no, you don't need to wear them pants no more.
Oh,
I'm sorry. When your ass sticks out, I mean, when your stomach sticks out farther than your ass, come on. Then y'all want to wear those tight-ass shirts. I mean, y'all know the ones I'm talking about that don't go all the way down your stomach.
I told you, man. I saw that shit last week, man. I saw that shit last week.
Then you still, I mean, you know what? And I'm going to go as far as to say this. I don't mind weed smoking. I don't mind weed smoking at all. There's nothing wrong with smoking weed, whether you male or female. But do not, and I repeat, do not get your ass around me talking about before I come get you or before you, before we hook up, you got to have a session with your dudes. You too fucking old to have a session. Who the fuck still has sessions?
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was going to say son of a bitch, didn't you?
I'm serious. Now, if I'm wrong, am I wrong? I mean, I'm going to start with you, but am I wrong? I mean, do you feel you're too old to have sessions?
I don't need nobody. Nope.
Y'all, so you feel like you still need to have sessions?
I said, no, I don't need nobody to join in with my session. No. I have a session by myself.
Right. Okay. I mean, Sean, I mean, if you're sitting down there, I mean, somebody call you and they say, hey, look, should've come pick you up. I mean, do you really feel comfortable? Like, well, you know me, I'm finna have my session right quick.
Yeah, Ray-Ray and them over here.
Yeah, Ray Ray and them over here.
Hell nah. I'm cool on that.
You will never see me. I'm telling you. You will never see me.
Right. I wouldn't even expect. That'll
I'd be like,
all
right, well, you Ray Ray and them. You Ray Ray and them have y'all session.
I use that to throw somebody off. That's about it.
Yeah, that would be that's just what you would do.
Right.
What about you, Felicia?
I don't smoke.
I knew it. Okay. Okay, Bill Clinton. You just didn't inhale, huh?
I didn't say I ain't never smoke. I don't smoke right now. I don't smoke.
Okay, good
girl.
I mean,
I don't see nothing wrong with it, but I just don't do it.
Okay.
Me neither.
You know, and I understand that. But now, while Father Time's sitting over there hollering, you go, girl. Only reason he don't smoke is because he had a bad experience, and I was there with him when he had that bad experience.
Well,
you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, let me ask y'all, how many people when you smoke, you just got to eat everything, just everything you see?
I don't know, because I don't smoke.
Yeah, you don't smoke no more because you got paranoid. We had to leave the club because you got too high.
Look at here, man. Let me put my business out in the street, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. But it was funny. You got high to the motherfucker.
Yeah, but I don't get high no more.
And after that day, you shouldn't.
How long ago was that? How long ago was that, though? That was like 20 years ago.
Was it 20?
At least.
Nah, I'll say 15.
Nah, it's about 20 years ago, man.
I don't know.
I'm proud of that, dude.
Okay, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
For all my non-smokers, y'all go. It's
yeah.
Our world.
Yeah, we go. It's our world.
No drugs. Yes to alcohol.
No drugs. Yes to alcohol. I got you,
amen.
Dog.
That's what I'm
okay.
With.
Ms. Butter. Now, pretty much this story been on you most of the night. I mean, I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. I'm going to give you a chance, just in case we didn't understand you fully, if you felt like we misunderstood what you were saying, I'm going to give you a chance to just one more time explain that. What is it that you really look for in a man? Guess she don't want to explain. Sean, what's up, baby?
Hello. Hello.
You just started your session, I see, huh?
Hello.
No, I didn't know my mute button was on, but I just want to be able to be happy. Financial problems are a lot of what keeps people unhappy. So I figured that if I took care of myself, I wouldn't have to depend on a man financially. And then if it's love and it's real love, then finances are not a problem, not a question. But I'd have to know that it's real love in order for me to do that.
Okay, and we're going to look out for you. Just because you did so much. You did so much talking about how you... I don't know. I don't want to put you on this dating game thing and you get home and he gets talking about even whoop your ass and you was unfaithful and all
happen.
That.
That's not going to happen.
But now, once again, like I said, man, for everybody listening, CNCity69.name.com, we need those pictures up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, matter of fact, I tell y'all what, why don't y'all do me this? Everybody that do got a page, why don't y'all go down y'all email list? Hit some of y'all people. Let them know. Let them know we out here. Let them know we out here. We having fun. We doing what we doing. I mean, we ain't prone to. We want fellas on here too. We ain't dissing the fellas. We want the fellas. We want them. We take them all. We take them all in the Sin City. Men, women, lesbians, bisexuals, gays. We take them all in Sin City. I'm not fucking with you personally, but we take them all. What about you, Tama?
Hey, I'm with it. And I meant to tell my daughter happy birthday.
Oh, today your daughter's birthday?
No, that was last week, man. She got mad because I didn't see it.
Yeah, you really need to buy some shit. How many motherfucking pair of Jordans you'd have to buy this week?
Oh, never mind.
You
got
your daughter's birthday last week?
No, I knew it was her birthday, but she got mad because I didn't say it on the radio, man.
Why wouldn't you tell your daughter happy birthday on the radio?
That's funny as hell.
Oh, so she listens to our conversations.
No, she don't listen, but she know about the show, and she asked me, did you say happy birthday on your show? I said, no, I forgot. And she got an attitude.
You actually forgot to just say happy birthday to your daughter?
Yeah, I got caught up in something else.
You gotta leave him alone.
Damn that.
She got attitude.
And she as well,
well
as
I
she
said
should.
It now. Now she's happy.
That's a week later.
I know, man.
I got something for motherfuckers.
She said it.
I got something for motherfuckers like you.
I'll say it.
Hey, it's the thought that counts.
Mm-hmm.
She's well taken care of, I'm sure they're pretty sure.
Right.
So you can take care. Now, wait a minute, I don't want y'all to think I forgot it was my daughter's birthday now. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I forgot to say happy birthday on the radio.
You know. Mm.
I hear you, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we think of your theory.
What the fuck?
Got your baby's
mother,
birthday. You need to
mother,
be
sister, shot. Cousin, brother, uncle.
Whoever that is. Okay, what's up now? We coming down to the end of the show. Anybody got any last words? All right, we're going to start this off with Sean. Any last words tonight, baby?
I just want to say that, old girl, she really needs to think on that finance and the relationship thing. And then maybe, you know what I mean, she can be married one day.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Felicia? Any last words?
Oh, no.
Look here. Okay, you know what, Felicia? I got to ask you. When you leaving?
Tomorrow.
You leaving tomorrow?
Yep.
Well, I want to tell you good luck and have a safe trip and all that. God bless and all that stuff. Hope you have a safe and happy voyage, and I hope you be happy in New Mexico.
Thank you.
Damn, you going away.
And learn Spanish.
He
I'll be back.
Be
this is home.
He must be hung like a damn horse.
Who?
Nah, don't worry about it. All right, buddy, any last words?
I really, my feelings are hurt tonight, but I get over.
Oh, baby, you're, we're not trying to hurt your feelings. Look, we all family here in Sin City. We just trying to get you to understand that, you know, you just got to be a little bit more open-minded than that. That's all. We weren't trying to hurt your feelings, baby. You know we love you over here in Sin City. Miss
mm-hmm.
Toya.
Miss Butter, the same way you want people to do you is the same way you need to do them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I believe that. True.
Okay, Tama.
What's
good, baby? Any last words, Mike?
2012, man.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, you get on my goddamn nerves.
No,
okay,
I got some last words. I got some last words.
Yeah.
Everybody, remember, y'all heard this in Sin City first. Get saved. Is coming.
I thought it was 2013, really.
Father Time's just been muted. We're not talking to him no more tonight. We're just not going to listen to him. Check this out. We had a great show, everybody. Glad everybody called in. You know, same bad time, same bad channel tomorrow. We're going to get it in. And you know tomorrow, you know that's the intimate encounter. So we get down and dirty tomorrow. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a ball. Tom, you ready to take us out of here, man? You got something for us?
Peace out, y'all. I'll let
hey.
It tomorrow.
Oh, baby, we're coming over to give you that roll. Uh-huh. Hey, fish on it from the back door. Ooh, yeah. The grill, don't ask no questions. Ooh, yeah. You already know. Tonight, girl, I'm trying to give you that thing to make you stay. From the kitchen floor down to the fireplace. Incense burning, your body talking that shit to me. Just so that it's wrong. The only sound I'm trying to hear is your moan. You riding topless, no panties on. And I've been thinking about this all day long. You're giving me the fire zone. Up and tell her it's about to be on. Yes. Tell her don't show if it ain't heels and bones. I can already see it. Oh, what a feeling. You get jealous if I hit that too hard. Cause you come first, you know you're my heart. Cause it'll always be yours. Girl, I'm about to turn you out. Ooh. Ooh. Turn it around. When you feel me pulling, I'm in the air. The door. People coming home. Assume the position. Girl, proceed with the drill. Yeah, you already know. You know just how I like to see it.
Well.
Hello.
Oh.
Okay.
When's a good time for me to call you? We should talk.
Well, I'm about to go to Walmart. I'll be back in about an hour and a half. So you can call.
All right, I'll tell you what. Call me when you get home.
I don't have your number.
I'm gonna give it to you right now.
Just call the phone. She can't. Listen, I don't think she's going to go. She doesn't have a pamper. And we need to buy pampers. Her pants are wet. She just sits on herself. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hello? Okay. Yeah. Just call this number and leave your number on the voicemail because I don't have a pen in front of me. And my ride is ready. So
okay,
I'm gonna call you when I come back from the store if it's not too late for you.
No, it's not too late. It's all good.
Okay. All right.